Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You hear him on this show every single Tuesday of the MMQB, the great Albert Breer, who actually just wrote something on takeaways about the Browns and Joe Flacco. Albert, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Doing all right here, coasting into summer groove. How about yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I every so often a player has video get out of on a boat with some people and some substances, and got to react to those sorts of things. But otherwise, it's a quieter time of year.
I like that you, me, JP, and America all learned about pink cocaine at the same time. I think that says something about the character of us.
Yeah, didn't know it could be pink.
It made me feel pretty old, to be honest, guys. Like, the fact that I'm Googling it, like, it's like, isn't that something like that, like, your dad would do when he, like, found out something was floating around at school or something like that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So definitely made me feel my years not knowing what that was and then having to Google it to figure out what it was.
Let's see, what dads would do is dad would Google it and then call you and be like, don't do the pink cocaine, as if it were a realistic option in the first place.
Yeah, for sure. So I it's been an educational couple of weeks, for sure.
Albert, we were reading your takeaways on Joe Flacco and the crowded quarterback competition. It starts off with you loving Joe Flacco's perspective. Walk us through that.
Yeah, I just think it's cool, like, to talk to a guy who, I made this point to somebody earlier. It kind of sounds like you're talking to the ace pitcher of your beer league softball team. You know what I mean? Like, it's just... And I mean that the most endearing way possible. It's just, he doesn't take himself too seriously. And he really has an appreciation for the dream that he's living, you know. And I at one point in our conversation, I stopped him and I said, like, it sounds like you're saying you go from saying you have to do these things to get yourself ready to play an NFL season to, I get to do these things. And this is really cool that I get to do this still at my age. And, he sort of agreed with that, you know, like that he gets.
Albert?
Working on Albert there.
I think it's sort of interesting, like, in that way, in that, like, he hasn't been in this position in 6 years, guys. I don't know if people realize that, but 2019 was the last time that at this point in the year, it looked like he had a realistic shot to be his team's week one starter. And that was with the Broncos. So I think he appreciates the opportunity he has in front of him, appreciates just getting to play in the NFL, appreciating the process, and is in a really good frame of mind. And I would think that that will probably rub off with the guys around him, particularly in that quarterback room, which is a good thing for the Browns.
Sam Monson was on the Morning Boys earlier today with Ken and Anthony, and he said the Browns are wasting time playing Joe Flacco. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Why?
I think the contention there was you got to find out what you have with the two rookies, or if you can turn Kenny Pickett into some sort of Sam Darnold reclamation project that's more of a worthwhile venture.
See, I think if we were talking about like a first-round pick, then I might agree with that. Like I mean, we don't know what Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel even look like in like a full-on NFL practice yet. You know what I mean? Like, so I have a hard time saying that without knowing exactly what they are. Because if they aren't ready, that's not fair to the other guys to play them. You know what I mean? Like, so, I understand, like, that 30,000-foot view. I used to think that way. You know, like, well, like, let's just find out what we have so we'll be ready to go in 2026. I mean, if you're Myles Garrett, how would you look at that? If you're Denzel Ward, how would you look at that? If you're Joe Petonio, like, a number of guys. If you're David Njoku, like, how would you look at that? Like, you'd probably say, like, that's a year of my career, and I don't know how many years I've got left, you know? So I think that's an important piece of it is, like, if it's close to even, then I totally get the idea of playing the young guy. But we have no idea yet if those guys even have the capability of getting into that ballpark by the time it's going to be decision time for them, you know, decision time for the Browns. So, like, I think they owe it to the other guys in the team to give everybody, especially after what they went through the last couple of years, the best possible answer at quarterback. And if that's Joe Flacco, it's Joe Flacco. If it's close, then I think we're having a different argument. But, you know, if it's clear, then I think you have to give it to the guy who's clearly your best option.
Albert Breer on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline as we talk about your Browns here. Albert, the Browns roster was ranked 32nd out of 32 teams in the NFL by PFF. And the quarterback kerfuffle here from another outlet was ranked 32nd, which is wild because the Saints exist. But what matters more to wins and losses with this team specifically? The winner of this quarterback derby and how they perform, or the rest of the team around them?
No, I think it's the roster. I mean, I think like when you built the quarterback room the way that you built it, you're going to be probably managing the position to a degree this year at best, right? Like, so, like if you have to manage that position, then that's about the other 10 guys in the huddle, and it's about like the overall makeup of the team, and you know, it becomes like, can you come up with a formula for winning? And I don't know that that path is going to include an elite passing game, right? So let's say that path is you have your quarterback throwing for 250 yards a game, a couple touchdowns, maybe he gets picked off once per game, right? And then you've got a really strong running game and a dominant defense. Like, that to me feels like the most likely path the Browns would have to getting back to the playoffs this year, or at least contending for a playoff spot. So, I mean, that doesn't make the quarterback irrelevant. Of course, the quarterback's important. It's the most important position in sports. But it also makes DeJuan Jones important. It also makes Quinshon Judkins important. It makes...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dylan Sampson important. It makes the guys on defense important, too. It makes Mason Graham important, you know. So, look, I look at the most feasible path for them to have a winning team this year. And I just don't think that I don't think the most realistic thing is that you're suddenly going to have an elite player at the quarterback position. Maybe it happens. I don't know what sort of odds I'd put on that, but like maybe it happens. But I think the more reasonable path is like you've got a defense that I think's got a chance to be really good. And so how can you build a team that looks like, you know, it can win with that defense and shorten games with its running game. And again, like I think that makes a lot of people important if that's the equation that you're going to win with.
Albert, I saw you and Connor Orr did like a realistic goal for every team in the NFL, and I know you started with the AFC East, but if you were to give your realistic goal for the Browns, what would that be? And you can hang back a little bit. I don't want a spoiler out there, but what does it look like for you?
I was going to say, don't spoil our AFC North show. I would think for the Browns, to me, a realistic area to be in is competing for the playoffs in December. They were an 11-win team 2 years ago. Now, we'll see what happens with the other teams in their division. But I think if Aaron Rodgers is there, if the Bengals are locked in the way I think a lot of people, myself included, expect them to be locked in, then it's going to be a tough division to compete in, right? And it's going to be a tough road to hoe to get to the playoffs. But, you know, I think based on, the makeup of, the gutsier roster where, you've continued to be in on, again, Garrett, Ward, Antonio, and some of the older offensive linemen that you have on top of that. I still think, if that's where you're at in your building process, then you should expect to have a team that's contending for the playoffs that looks attractive for some sort of quarterback, whether that's one you already have or somebody you'd be pursuing in 2026.
Albert, is this the week for Aaron Rodgers?
Good question. I think it's important that he's there on the 10th. I think for the Steelers, it's important. So, and if he shows up for the mini camp next week, then that's it. They break for summer, and then it's just training camp. So, I think you wouldn't be asking a lot, of Aaron Rodgers if you ask him just to come to the mini camp to get his feet wet, get to know his teammates, get to know his surroundings, and get to work on building an offense for 3 days next week. I don't think he's a killer if he doesn't show up, but I think it is important to the Steelers that he's there if at all possible.
All right, Albert, one final question. So before we let you go here, we got about 45 seconds. Do you order the same thing every time you go to the restaurant?
No. Do you?
Well, if it's like a restaurant I know that is awesome with, let's say, chicken parm, and they're that's what they do best, and I like it there, I never go off the menu. I get the chicken parm there.
I guess that depends, yeah. I mean, I would say there are probably some places like that. There are other places that I'll go to regularly that I have a rotation. I think that's probably most common for me.
That's where I'm at.
I don't know. If I know I like a few things, I might go on a rotation. I think that would probably be my go-to, unless there's something that's just so off the charts good that I have to get it every time.
We're both rotation guys. Albert, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Albert Breer there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Great stuff with Albert. We will react to what Albert had to say. There'll be a little bit of it in the lead. We'll also get to it at 5:20 on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.